T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From what I heard inside the Steelers organization, they really like Sam Howell. I don't know what the plan is, but...
Wait a minute. Time out. T.O., you're telling me they like Howell more than Pickett?
That's what I was told.
Oh, man.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Steelers, Ravens, Pittsburgh 5-5-1. Now it looks like Cam Hayward might not play. A lot of our listeners are already thinking about 2022 and getting on with their life post-Ben Roethlisberger, looking at quarterbacks for next year. And that's Richie Walsh last night with me on the sports call saying, hey, not only do the Steelers like Sam Howell, they like him more than Kenny Pickett. Doran Dickerson's in Charlotte to watch Kenny Pickett play tomorrow night. How's that hit you, Doran?
Well, I mean, you know, how's a more prototypical quarterback, I guess, in NFL scouts' eyes? You know, Kenny does possess a lot of the great traits that you want in a quarterback, with leadership being number one. He extends plays with his feet. A lot of his big plays come off of his feet and the way he moves out of the pocket. So, I mean, it doesn't really surprise me whenever you look at the prototypical quarterback, the big arm, the good size. Obviously, Howell can move a little bit too. So it doesn't surprise me that much. I just think that Kenny Pickett is a winner. Not saying that Sam Howell isn't, but he just possesses that trait that he could lead a team in any game and have any opportunity of turning out a win. So it doesn't surprise me, but... You know, it's like 50-50 with me. I'm like neutral on that, on this situation.
I know that pro evaluations are obviously based on projecting a guy to the league. That's why Jason White never played in the league. That's why guys who maybe didn't put up crazy numbers sometimes end up being great pros. Tom Brady, you know, doesn't put up insane numbers at Michigan, greatest ever, blah, blah, blah. Man, Sam Howell looked like hot trash every time I watched him play. Right from the first game of the year when they lost to Virginia Tech.
He had 3 picks in that game.
Yeah, dude, he stunk. If Spencer Rattler hadn't completely lost his job and just had that all melt down for him at Oklahoma, I think more attention would be paid to the fact that Howell didn't do anything at North Carolina this
year. See, I don't think that Howell looks like your traditional quarterback in terms of build. Pickett's bigger than him, taller than him.
You know who Sam Howell looks like? You want me to scare everybody here? You know who he's built like?
Oh, no.
Doran, are you ready?
If you say Baker Mayfield.
One Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but he runs.
Yeah, that just means he's going to get tattooed in the pros.
The thing that Tomlin keeps talking about is mobility, mobility, mobility. Howell had 815 rushing yards this year and 11 rushing touchdowns.
Against college opposition.
Pickett didn't do that against college opposition.
He's not Lamar Jackson. Is what I'm saying. And he's not even Josh Allen as a runner. He's 6'1", 220.
Yeah,
he's
going to
get pulverized.
Well, he might be more Justin Herbert, who almost had 100 rushing
yards
against
Herbert's
the Steelers.
Justin Herbert's also 6'6".
I know, dude. I don't agree. If they think that Howell is a better quarterback than Pickett, then I do question their evaluation process. They did pick Mason Rudolph. I mean, I just don't. If they have both guys available to them at like the 15th pick in the draft and they take Howell over Pickett, I will be livid. I will freak out. And for good reason. That's a depressing thing to hear.
I know.
That as far as ACC quarterbacks go, they think the North Carolina guy is better than our guy.
I'm wondering.
Well,
if
what can actually be the reason then? I mean, you know, I threw out some of the things.
I think
that
the
they
mobility
might be
thing.
At.
I think the mobility thing is the biggest.
Do you think
one.
It's that big of a gap between him and Pickett? I don't.
Mobility wise,
right? Yes.
Well, one guy has 200 rushing yards, and the other is 800.
That doesn't mean that there's a. That doesn't mean that Kenny Pickett can't scramble. Maybe he chooses to use his arm.
Well,
more.
We got to come up with reasons for why they like Howell more than Pickett, and that's the best one I can come up with right now. I mean, I don't think that it should be the end-all, be-all, or the difference between the two. But when I look at their numbers, it can't be the passing stats because Pickett blows them away.
Do they think that
it's not a competition?
Do they think that Pickett's a one-year wonder? Hal has two seasons prior. This is his worst season he's coming off of. He had 30-7 each of the last 2 years, and now his numbers took a downturn. And you look at Pickett, and he had a couple 13-9 touchdown interceptions. I mean, that's the best thing I'd come up with.
Well, what was Joe Burrow before his last year? What was Mac Jones before his last year?
I understand that, and I think that's why Joe Burrow is – well, wasn't Mac Jones the excuse was he was waiting behind guys? I mean, in Joe Burrow's case, I think that's why people are saying that Kenny Pickett, the closest comparison there is a poor man's Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow, I'll point out, went from 16 touchdowns and 5 picks to 66-0 touchdowns at LSU, also did it in the toughest league in the country.
They definitely look at resume. I mean, I know that. And it even goes back to high school. I even think that, you know, they think of pedigree coming out of high school. Obviously, Howell probably had more offers than Kenny Pickett and a lot more upside. You look at Joe Burrow. He obviously was at Ohio State and transferred.
Do you know what, Doran, I don't doubt what you're saying there at all, like as being obviously part of their process. You know what is very weird about this then? Kevin Colbert's got the through line for all this, right? They get Ben Roethlisberger when he had very few. I know the physical stuff was obvious there, right? But that guy wasn't getting a ton of insane offers maybe until very late in the game. He went to a MAC school, which Tomlin likes to make fun of now, and then Ben makes fun of him right back. You know what I mean? Like that pedigree thing wouldn't have applied on Ben's account.
I mean, but Ben obviously had all the tools of being that prototypical big quarterback. You know, I mean, if you have that.
Well, you know what? You know what you're saying speaks to? That they go back to pedigree? Phillip Rivers, from what I remember, had way more high school and then obviously bigger school pedigree.
But it's also a tough comparison to make because Tomlin wasn't around back then. And we know that Tomlin has a huge hand in these drafts now.
I think more with defensive players.
I think that they're as petty as, you know, not drafting Phillip Rivers because of his throwing motion. I swear that scouts are that petty. They're like, well, I don't like his throwing motion. All right, well, we're going to draft somebody else. It comes down to that sometimes.
This game on Saturday night for Pitt is actually a hugely controversial game. Did you guys know that?
It's because of Wake Forest's weird conference schedule, isn't it?
No. Do you know why this is such a hugely controversial game, Doran?
Why? No, I
because
don't.
Because this game is one of the things that the committee is at loggerheads over. They can't push this new expanded college football playoff format through because they can't come up with an agreement or a compromise on what should happen to the teams that win conference championship games. Half of the people on the committee want, if you win your conference championship game in the Power 5 conferences, like
you're
the ACC, you go into the playoff as one of the 12 teams, and the other half says, no, there should be no conference requirements. It should just be subjective when we take the 12 best teams.
Whose side do you find
more
sympathetic?
I like the conference champion one.
Well, here's the nightmare scenario, because I do think I think that whole thing stems from the fact that Alabama sometimes cannot win their conference, and it looks pretty obvious on paper, like they're one of the four best teams, like right now.
Yeah, but there would still be room if you just took the five conference champions. You'd still have seven at large
spots. In an expanded spot. But here, let me give you a doomsday scenario for this, right, or where the other half is coming from. I'll just use the ACC as an example. Clemson goes in there as a 12-0 team or something. Now, they would still get in this spot, right?
Okay.
Let's say Pitt comes in 8-4. And Narduzzi pulls one of his stunts like he sometimes does.
Like when Doran picked Pitt to beat Clemson in the ACC championship game
like
a few years
when
ago.
When Pitt actually went into Death Valley and beat them as like a team that was not as highly regarded. And that happens in the ACC title game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like a 4 or 5 loss Pitt and they get a ticket to the dance.
Yeah. I have no problem with that. Just make them one of the lower seeded teams.
Like sacrifice them to the number one seed?
Well, I think it's 12, so they would play the 5 seed in the first round
or
whatever.
Four buys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way the NCAA tournament works. If you win the ACC tournament, you could be Pitt and go winless under Kevin Stallings, and if you got hot for 5 days, you're in, man. I mean, that's the way that works. I'm okay with that.
You're at peace with that, like taking a spot from a more deserving team potentially.
Because
that's the other. Say there are two group of five schools who are obviously better than Pitt, and one of them is going to be left out in the cold.
If they're going to expand the playoffs and they're not going to take the Power Five conference championship game winners, then why even have conference championship games? What's
money?
The point?
Exactly.
Revenue.
Yeah, but it's just like a ceremonial, symbolic thing.
Oh, man, like college football has never seen ceremonial, symbolic things that don't actually matter but are held fast to.
No doubt, but I think that's what the expanded playoff should be working to correct, that the champion is actually decided on the field and not by some mystical 12 people sitting in a room.
But it's still some of the teams that get in, seven of the teams, I guess, are still getting in based on people in a room. So over half of your field for this 12-team tournament is still theoretically a very subjective group.
So what are you saying then? Like in your – so would you prefer a version of a playoff where let's just – to pull a team out of a hat, like Ole Miss would get in as an at-large team because they're ranked ahead of Pitt. They'd get in over a conference champion like Pitt. You like that better?
I mean, that's closer to what the NCAA basketball tournament is.
No, it's not, because they give all those conference champions the automatic berth.
I'm just talking about, like, down the line, you've got those controversial selections. It's also easier, by the way, to wash out those conference champs who don't really belong, because
like
you've got 68 teams, not 16 or 12.
If you went strictly by rankings in an expanded playoff, Pitt could beat Wake Forest and still not make the playoff.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is that what you're saying? You're saying the first top 12 teams would get in.
They would just take the 12 best teams and they wouldn't look at who won what conference. It would just be whoever was best in their eyes.
I guess the thing I would like about that in theory is it might incentivize teams to start playing harder schedules where the losses don't hurt as bad and the wins mean more.
Yeah, but I like that. I
can hear Dorn in the back.
Yeah, but it might not. I mean, there's been times where teams have, because they played nobody in the non-conference, it actually helped them get into the playoff. Like when
Washington
made it
over
Penn State that
year.
So, all right. I think that was Zeiss texting in again to say, where's Dorn? I'm ready to drink.
Whose computer that is that's doing that to us right now.
I'm ready to drink.
I actually have a question for you guys. Do we have some time here?
Go ahead.
There's always time.
Yeah, we got to get to our giveaway. What do you got?
Okay. Well, you know, I was thinking about, obviously, the expansion of the playoffs, and I was thinking about the bowl games, and you know how guys are opting out of bowl games, right?
Right, yep.
You know, the big-time players. What's holding back from these bowl committees, these bowl games, of not offering, like, a week-long contract for NIL for these players to play in the game?
Like the bigger names?
Yeah, like say like Kenny Pickett is like, oh, I'm not going to play in the Peach Bowl. What's holding back?
Do you think there's a risk that Kenny
offering them?
Do you think there's a risk? I'll redirect with a question. Do you think that there might be a risk that if they win this game, Kenny Pickett won't want to play in the Peach Bowl?
I think there's a possibility.
So do I.
I mean, I think there's a possibility. I mean, but what I'm saying is that make it worth it. Say like a week, $50,000 for the week, and you represent us. The Peach Bowl in the bowl game to get them to play. Like, I'm going to sign that contract.
Man, all I'll say is this. I think that's a very interesting idea, but if you're like a big money first round type of guy and
it
you
still
would
might
rather
not be enough.
Yeah, like the money has to get wildly out of whack. I think for a lot of guys who are almost, especially a quarterback, when that's always a coveted position, you know what I mean, Doran? Like maybe if you said to this guy, hey, Kenny Pickett, $500,000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.